It might be all new houses there now. Nathan and Alan's story. This story is voiced by Alan.
And Nathan's part is voiced by Paul. This interview is with two old friends whose life paths crossed time and time again throughout their lives. They wanted to reflect on their story together.
I was born in a rural town in South Island. I have two half brothers and a sister. My mum is still around. I used to have a dad, but he passed away a couple of years ago. He lived to a good age. He was 87. But I remember that he was a very, I remember that it was a very sad time for the family and me when we lost Dad. I would like to go back to experiences I had in my early childhood before I went to school in Christchurch. I used to find it very hard to fit in. If I wasn't sure how to do something, I noticed that some of the teachers wouldn't listen to me and thought I was trying to be naughty when I made a mistake of something. When the teacher wouldn't show me how to do something, I wasn't sure what to do, but they got me to figure it out myself. And then I tried giving it a go and got something wrong. The teachers would sometimes yell at me for getting it wrong, and I felt really awful. I got a diagnosis as autism because I went to Wakari. Went to Wakari when I was about 5 to be assessed. I went there with my mum and dad. Teachers didn't know what was wrong with me before I got assessed. It was a stressful time. I think it got to a stage where other schools couldn't handle me. I would get stress because they couldn't understand me. And from the age of 8, I went to a boarding school in Christchurch. It wasn't my choice to go, and I think my dad had no say in it. Cause I think what happened with the problems I was having, one of the behaviour specialists was going to send me to Cherry Farm Hospital, but my mum and dad decided, well, no, we're going to send him to a special school where he can get an education and learn stuff. because my mum and dad knew that if I went there, I couldn't learn. So my mum and dad decided to send me to the school to get me an education rather than being locked up in an institution. They wanted the best for me. But I remember I even had the same problems with teachers at the school, like of some teachers would do the same to me at Holborn. They wouldn't show me how to do something when I wasn't sure how to do it. I ended up looking in the wrong place and I ended getting yelled at. That made me very annoyed and angry. They told me to think for myself, because if I did things wrong, they just thought I was trying to be naughty, and it wasn't good. It didn't work for me, because if I'm not sure how to do something, I always like to be shown so that I can remember where it was, rather than them telling me to use my head. Other times when teachers didn't explain things to me in a way that I understood, I sometimes would get it wrong and I'd be yelled at. I think sometimes I would have outbursts and then they would send me to sit on the hot seat. It's a chair in a corridor right by the principal's office. When you sit where you sit by myself, it was sort of isolation from the rest of the pupils. It wasn't helpful.
If I didn't want to do anything at school, the teachers would write a note and go and get someone. They were pretty angry and they came to get us. If it wasn't the hot seat, they used to send me back to the villas. I had to go back and stay quiet by myself until the other students had finished.
At the school, we basically learned about cooking, but my favourite things to learn were maths and artwork. Before I went to Holborn, I think I was 7. I used to do 3-dimensional pictures with crayons. I used to do a picture of a hillside, and I used to draw things on the hillside, on the hills, and then the ocean, because that's how I did my art. I used to be called Rabies and Ra Ra Woof Woof by the other pupils, because I was scared of dogs. There were some people that would even hit me and even throw stones at me and even do all sorts of things because I had a disability such as Asperger's autism. I used to sometimes tell the teachers, but some staff would just say I got upset when I was being bullied. They were not being very helpful because some of the staff, you know, thought I was just overreacting when all I was just trying to do was get my point across and ask the staff for help to help me and support me when I didn't feel safe around some of the pupils. I'm not too sure if I trusted anyone at the school, but I did have some friends that would stick up for me if I was being bullied. And those people that used to bully me, I used to be too scared to go near them, but it didn't matter if I walked away from them, they would follow me. Well, then my friends used to stick up for me and bullied them back. My friends were stronger. They had my back. There were friends from back home. They used to go to the same plane from Invercargill to Christchurch, and they used to be good friends with me. I remember I used to have lots of good friends. I first met my friend Nathan in the mid-1980s. We used to meet at the Invercargill Airport because we used to go to the same school together. I would have only been 13. Nathan came later. I and you are a little younger than me.
Yeah, I didn't like the school I went to in my hometown either. The teachers were not great. It didn't work for me. So my mum and dad sent me to Hoban School. I felt better there than the other school.
I noticed that Nathan used to sometimes get bullied at the school too. There was a person who used to be in the same class as me. I think some people would stick up for Nathan. Nathan also told me about what had happened in the villas after school. We sometimes used to play on the adventure playground together.
I used to throw bark. I got told off. There might be houses where those playgrounds used to be now.
There were lots of the time, or there were lots of the time for playing when we weren't doing schoolwork. We would sometimes go to the field and play games. We would play at the adventure playground. We would do all sorts of things like play in the sand dunes behind the villas. I think the villa staff would sometimes play with us, supervise and make sure it didn't get too rough.
They used to call us when it was tea time.
The food was good at the school. There used to be a big kitchen where they used to cook all our meals. I used to sometimes help with bringing the trolley with the Bain Marine with the cooked food back to the villa from the kitchen. It used to be like a trolley that had wheels on it. We used to wheel it, not lift it.
If it was raining, we had to stay, and staff went and got it and brought it back. I think they would have gotten rid of the trolleys by now.
Homeschool wasn't only just a school, but it also had villas where you could stay and sleep in. There were 5 different villas in the school. There was Villa 5, Villa 4, Villa 3, Villa 2 and Villa 1. The first villa I was in Villa 5. That was from the age of 8 until 12. And when I was 12, I went to Villa 4 until I was 14. And then I was 14, I went to Villa 2. Right up until I left school at the age of 16. That's where I used to live with Nathan also. Villa 5 was the junior villa, I think. Yeah. Villa 4 was more like the intermediate villa. Villa 3 and Villa 2 were the more of the senior villas. There were quite a few people, about 24 to each villa, so there were easily over 100 pupils in the school. I think there was one big dormitory in each villas. They had beds in each cubicle, and the dormitory there was lockers as well. I don't think in there you got your privacy. It was sort of embarrassing sharing the dormitory with so many other students, because I'm a person who likes to have my own privacy. There were curtains to the windows, but I think the cubicles, they were all open to the dormitory. We had separate showers. It was all in the same room, but they had doors and stuff. There were three showers to each in the bathroom.
Where the villas are, it's all houses, and where the offices were, they're all houses there too now.
Some villa staff were helpful, but some weren't so helpful when I was being teased or bullied and I got upset and complained. They would think I was overreacting, and after a while it made me a bit scared to go to that staff member, so I would go to someone else who I could trust and who would be more supportive of me. If we played up in the villas, we were put on restrictions because one day I used to do things that weren't good. I used to be put on isolation or restrictions.
Or you had to go and sit outside the senior's office. I remember that. If you were outside the senior's office, you had to stay there till bedtime. When everyone else was in bed, they took you over then. You had to be nice and quiet when you went in.
When you are put on isolation, you had to sit in a chair by yourself, and you had your meals by yourself. You weren't allowed to talk to anyone. I think the longest that I went on, that it went on for me, would be 24 hours. They usually put you on it for 24 hours or 48 hours, depending what you did. If I could change what had happened, I would have wanted the staff to listen to me and talk to me, because when staff didn't understand me or expect me to do things that I wasn't sure about, then yell at me for getting it wrong, I then would explode. They would just see me as a person who was trying to be naughty or out to be dangerous, and that wasn't the case at all. I think there was a misunderstanding, and I wasn't being listened to, if what the problem was, I think there were abuse that happened in the mid-1970s, but that didn't happen when I started there in 1980.
It might all be houses there now. I don't know where Mr. Thing's office was. I don't know what'll be there though.
Every time it was holiday, we went back to our family Christmas holidays would go from mid-December to late January, sometimes even into early February, and we would be sent back at school for term one. That would go right till early May, and the May holidays would be from early May till late May, and from late May until mid to late August would be the winter term. Then we'd go home for the August holidays from late August to early mid-September. Then we'd go back for term three. Term three would start from early to mid-September right till mid-December, and that's when it would be the end of the year, but sometimes even in midterm two we used to have a midterm break. I still say the end at the end of the school holidays, Nathan and I used to take the same flight to go back to the school, and his parents and my parents met at the airport. We used to talk about what we got up to in the holidays.
When I was homesick, they used to tell the air hostess on the plane, because I had to be kept an eye on. At the end of the flight, the air hostess used to say, "See you again in the holidays."
I used to also have very sad. I also used to be very sad to leave my parents and go back to school, because I used to get what's called homesick. When I was sad, talking to staff who understood and was helpful.
There were certain nights our parents would ring, but we couldn't talk to them. The staff would take the phone and shut themselves in a room to have a private conversation.
Yeah, we were told to go and sit in the lounge if there was something important. Then the staff told me afterwards, but once a week I used to write a letter to my mum and dad about fun things I got up to, and they used to send me letters back to me. That's how I used to keep in touch.
I remember that, writing letters.
Yeah.
And I had good times too at Hoban, because I used to go on outings. We used to sometimes even go on school camps to Arthur's Pass and play in the snow, go for bushwalks. On the weekends, we used to go on van rides. We used to go out to a local dairy and got an ice cream and lollies and fizzy drink. I remember those good old days. Sometimes we used to play hide and seek. We used to play ball rush in the fields. We used to play games like cricket, hockey, football, and softball, all sorts. But my favourite sport was going swimming in the pool there. I always used to like going to QE2 for a swim, and I always liked jumping in the pool there. I always used to like going to QE2 for a swim, and I always liked jumping in the pool, jumping around in the water. It was a good pool centre in Christchurch. I couldn't go swimming whenever I wanted to. I could only go if the staff was able to let me go, to let us go swimming. And I will say I miss QE2, because that was my favourite place in Christchurch. Me and Nathan had a savings book. When we were at the school, we used to go into the bank at Addington.
I used to go in with a teacher. They would walk with me and show me how to catch the bus. But one time I bought fish and chips before catching the bus, and the bus came earlier. I had to throw the fish and chips in the bin. Who would have told them to come earlier? What a waste.
I remember I used to go into the big chapel there at St. John of God's when the brothers used to run the school. We used to have church services every Sunday morning. We sang at the church. It was quite big inside. Interesting stained glass windows in it. I had never been in. I had never been a Catholic, but I had to go to church, even though I didn't want it. That was the school. That's what the school wanted me to do. I'm not generally a religious person. I'd be saying no if I had a choice to not go to church. I didn't have the choice at the Hoban and the Marylands. It's something that we were told we had to do. Well, I was there at the Hoban School for 8.5 years nearly. They used to keep people there till 17, 18, but I think I left the school, they would only keep people there till 16. I was there from the 21st of July 1980 to the 15th of December 1988. Then I went back to Invercargill. While I was back home, I learned to paint, and I have done painting ever since. It's easier to mix colour with paints than it's not the same when I use crayons or pastel. I stay at home up until I was 20, but I had a lot of problems around home because they didn't understand me. So I was sent to Cherry Farm. I was being assessed, and then I was there for 2 weeks at Cherry Farm. Was soon going to close down, so they sent me to Ward 12 in Invercargill Hospital to tell you the truth. I didn't like Ward 12 because they fed me on lots of pills.
I also went to Cherry Farm. I don't remember where I went there from. I was also put in Ward 5 in Invercargill Hospital. I wasn't allowed any visitors there, even though other people had visitors. I wasn't allowed. I didn't think that was fair.
After 3 months of being in Ward 12 in Invercargill Hospital, I joined in Invercargill Home Support. I didn't get very good support there. I was only getting half an hour support a week. That's really not what I call support. Basically, they left me on my own to defend myself. If I wanted to do important things like learning how to cook, there wouldn't be staff to support me. I was there from early 1993 till September 1997, And then I went to Wakari, and I was there for nearly 2 years. 2 years until August 1999. I went to 9A, and then I went to 10A, and then 8C, and then back to 10A. When I was in 10A, Nathan and I lived together.
I don't know how they put us together, but I think the nurses decided we didn't have a choice.
Every Monday, we went on van rides.
We went to buy fish and chips, but we had to go back and eat them in the ward.
Sometimes we even ate them at the Domain in Milton.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And yeah. Other times we would go tramping on Friday. We would go for a walk and we would take a cut lunch with us. I do remember on a Friday, we were in 10A, we used to get given a beer.
Oh, I remember getting a beer on a Friday. They used to come with a beer in their hand.
I don't know about you, but I liked Wakari better than Cherry Farm. Cherry Farm, where we were half an hour out of Dunedin. At least if you were in Wakari, you were right in town. They used to catch a shuttle from Wakari into the hospital. I used to sometimes walk from there to Art Centre. In 10A, they would sometimes teach me to be independent, but even at Wakari, there was a nurse that would make assumptions about me. There was a nurse that wanted me to open the gate, and I couldn't do, and I tried and couldn't do it, and he tried to make me.
There might be all new staff there now.
After I left Wakari, I joined the Community Care Trust, and I lived in the DeKalb Street, and I was there for a year. After I moved out of DeKalb Street, I lived here in my own flat, and I've been in my flat for 21 years and 4 months. I was glad to leave Wakari and be out in the community. At the moment, I get 14 hours support a week. I get support from, do I get support 2.5 hours on a Monday, and I get support 1.5 hours on a Tuesday. And I get about 6 to 6.5 hours on a Wednesday. I get 1.5 hours on a Friday. The only day I don't get support during the week is Thursdays and in the weekends.
I also moved to the community after Wakari, and I moved to a different house once. We have good food where I live now.
Nathan and I quite often have pizza and chips in my house, and I've provided the fizzy drink after our food. Sometimes we've even played Yahtzee. That Yahtzee game, I've had it for just on 36 years. I got it on Christmas Day 1985, so I've had it all that time. I always say this, that everyone should be treated equally. I didn't feel like I was treated equally before I started living in the community. I think when you are out in the community, you have your own freedom and you're not told when to shower or when to eat, and you have choices of what you want to do rather than what you were told to do. I have control on my own choices and more freedom too. I have a good landlord, a new couch and a new chair. I've been very settled here in the community care trust, and I'm very happy to stay with the community care trust forever. I'm going to be living in the community until I'm an old man.